C.S. Lewis wrote that we are promised sufferings. They are part of the program. We're even told, blessed are they that mourn. And we should accept it. We've got nothing that we hadn't bargained for. Of course, it's different when the thing happens to oneself, not to others. And in reality, not just imagination. We hear much in the news about religious persecution, the systematic mistreatment of an individual or group of individuals in response to their religious beliefs. But as a follower of Christ, we are told not only to expect, but welcome it. So how do you respond to suffering? By suffocating or surviving? The theme for this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 4 is suffering. Learning not to be ashamed when you suffer, but rather honor God as you bear Christ's name. Giving honor to God and remembering you belong to Christ. So whether at the rising or setting of the sun, give yourself this gift of quiet meditation to live a life of quiet gentleness. And take this opening moment to quiet your mind, your eyes, your breathing, and even your heart. And for a moment, center on silence, on living like Christ. Secure in this holy retreat, listen and respond to this reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Who is there to hurt you if you become enthusiastic about what is good? And Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, though it is not certain that you will, you are still blessed, happy, to be admired and favored by God. So, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Do not be afraid of their intimidating threats, nor be troubled or disturbed by their opposition. But rather, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the divine presence, being set apart, giving honor to the Holy Father. Resting in silence, take note of any pain you may be suffering, perhaps physically, emotionally, or even spiritually. Bring your attention to the present moment and become alert to any torment. Realize this may be painful, but allow the Holy Spirit to reveal any distress or anguish within you. Thank the Holy Spirit for this awareness. The pain is real, but you have a choice in how you face it. So gently whisper, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. practice centering on your breathing. Join me in taking a deep, full breath. And another. In through your nose and slowly out through your mouth. Just notice your stomach rising and falling. Now one more, but hold it there for a moment. And now as you breathe out, center on comfort. Center on healing. Once more, breathe in the breath of God. Now try counting back from five, and with each exhaled breath, focus on the healing of Christ. Just silently breathe in the pneuma, the breath of God. Feel how your body, mind, and spirit become more peaceful as the breath of God stills you. Now breathe back from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift. That's to be expected, but certainly don't judge yourself. Rather, center back on your breathing and start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, silently whisper, "Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ." As you breathe, stay centered on the gentleness of Christ. Become deeply aware of walking a life of quiet humility. Does your mind wander to thoughts of ego and self-esteem? Does it drift towards guilt or shame? We'll pause there, breathe, and center back on the expansive gentleness of Christ. I know this can be difficult, so take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer, "Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ." continue on now as you listen to this passage and listen for his gift to you in these ancient words from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 from the Common English Bible. But don't be ashamed if you suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Rather, honor God as you bear Christ's name. Give honor to God. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more and silently reflect on what you think God wants you to hear. But don't be ashamed if you suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Rather, honor God as you bear Christ's name. Give honor to God. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on living life to the delight of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Amplified Version. Make sure that none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or any sort of criminal in response to persecution, or as a troublesome meddler interfering in the affairs of others. But if anyone suffers ill treatment as a Christian because of his belief, he is not to be ashamed, but to glorify God because he is considered worthy to suffer in this name. For it is the time destined for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not respect or believe or obey the gospel of God? How did you experience this passage personally? For this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of living a worthy life. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection as you listen from the New King James Version. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is your heart crying out to God right now? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it. Then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Now, resting in a quiet moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see yourself sitting on a bench at the edge of a stream. Your eyes are staring across to Jesus, and He is watching you. Without taking your eyes away from His gaze, you may notice items of distraction floating by in the stream. Don't look at them, don't see them. Just simply notice them, one by one. The pain, the misery, the agony, the suffering. They are real, but keep your eyes on Christ. Notice them floating into and out of your field of view. Give them no power. But instead, keep your eyes on Jesus. Center on your breathing. And even through tears, whisper, Lord God, remind me to suffer as one who belongs to Christ. And for this next minute, just breathe in His gentleness. Live as Jesus. And honor God as you bear Christ's name. Center once more on your breathing, and when you're ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes. How do you feel? Different than when we started? Well, I pray you feel at peace and comfort as a child nurtured by God, even in the midst of your pain. And as you walk along that path, be mindful of someone you may meet that is struggling in their own suffering. How might God use you to bring healing to another? Well, let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember not to be ashamed if you suffer as one who belongs to Christ. Instead, honor God as you bear His name. And may you know the peace of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the healing way of God now and always. Amen.